had a little bit of a break in the halacha shiurim because of Purim. We spoke about it in Yoni Purim last week, but I'd like to get back to discussing Maisik Safim and Stokka. Talk a little bit about Maisik Safim and Stokka. I want to finish our discussion today. So last time we were discussing the concept of Maisik Safim, we pointed out that it's not we have different shittas as to whether it's a din daraisa, din darabana, maybe just a minig ba'alma. And he said, in fact, it seems like many posts can assume it's just a minig. It's a midas chasidus. It's not really a chiyuv. So a person should be careful when they give ma'isik safim for the first time. They should have in mind it's not a neder. If they're able to continue, then they'll be able to do so. But if not, then they won't have to continue. We talked about how we calculate the profits, how we calculate a person's revach every year. To give ma'isik safim, to give a tenth of that. We talked about what's the maximum, who do we give ma'isik safim to, etc. What is the Seder Kedima? Right, the last thing that we talked about is whether you can use ma'isik safim for a mitzvah, do we only give aniyim for ma'isik safim? So, but if you're talking about aniyim, right, you want to give ma'isik safim to aniyim. Right? That's the best way to use your ma'isik safim. Right, we mentioned the Shita Mugabetzes and Subis and other, the Chafetz Chaim quotes in Medrash that it's good to give Amalei Torah for ma'isik safim. That's the best way to spend the ma'isik safim, to give to aniyim, to give Amalei Torah. It's the aniyim who need the money and they're learning, so that's the best people to give ma'isik safim to. So which aniyim are we talking about? What's the Seder Kedim? What's the order of priorities in terms of whom to give ma'isik safim? So the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, Ki yeh b'cha evyon me'achar achecha b'achad sharecha ba'atzucha asher Hashem elkecha nosin lach. This is the introduction to the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the pasuk. So Chazal are medayik in each part of this pasuk. What does the pasuk begin? Ki yeh b'cha evyon me'achar achecha. Achar achecha is mashma. Achicha kodem. That the first group of aniyim that we give ma'isik safim to are relatives. Achecha, krovecha. Relatives are first. Nipsarcha losis alam. The person is not supposed to hide his eyes from his basa, his own flesh. You're supposed to. Chesed starts at home. Chesed starts at home. Tzedakah starts at home. People have this tendency of feeling like, my brother, he's responsible to support himself. I want to give aniyim. No, if your brother needs, you have to give your brother first. A person is supposed to give his parents and his brother and his relatives that he has. If they're in need, then a person is supposed to give relatives first. That's what the pasuk says. Achad achecha. The person is supposed to give achecha first. Next, the pasuk says, Be'achad sharecha. Achad sharecha, the sifrei says, Aniye ircha kovin laniye ir acheres. The person is supposed to give the aniyim of his own city. They're not relatives, but they live in his own city, so he's supposed to give aniye ircha. Aniye ircha kodmin. What does that mean, aniye ircha? It means people that you have a shaychus to. Yeah, if they're in your city, you do have a shaykhus, but neighbors, you have a bigger shaykhus. People who live on your block, who daven in your shul. Yes, it could be a big city, but people that you have a shaykhus to, that's a niyei ircha. So shcheinim, neighbors, or people from your community, and then people in the global, in the more global city, right? The city that you're from, people that you have a shaykhus to, or that are part of your city, that's a chad sharecha. This idea that people that you have a shaychus to, that's called aniyei ircha. So that's what Rashi writes in Bava Metzion on Dafayin Aleph. The Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says, "If kesef talves ami es ha'oni imach." If you're gonna lend money, that im is not if. As I'll say, Rashi and Chumash quotes that im is a chiyuv. You have to lend money if people need it. Es ha'oni imach. So the Pasuk says you have to give to the oni imach, the oni with you. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rashi Bava Metzia says, the hana havu imach tfei. Aniye ircha kodmin, because the hanu havu imach tfei. They're more imach. And so ani imach means that you're supposed to give to the aniyim that are imach, that are with you, that have a connection to you. So it's a function of how imach they are, how much of a connection. It's not just stam that they're in your city. But the more connected they are to you, then the more aniye ircha they are, and then there's a chiyav to give to them more than to others. Ba'artzacha, the pasuk continues ba'artzacha. So from that, the Svidarshan and the Sifrei aniyei Eretz Yisrael kolden laniyei ir acheres. Aniyim from Eretz Yisrael come before aniyim from other cities, not from your cities, but if there's another city outside of your own city, but there are aniyim in Eretz Yisrael that come and collect, so they come first ba'artzacha. And then Asher Hashem Lekecha Nosim Lach, that's Mar Bekol Adam. All the other Aniyim as well. So there's an order of priorities in terms of giving tzedakah. We give Krovim first, we give Aniyei Ircha first, Aniyei Eretz Yisrael, and then Aniyei Ayoros Acheres. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer that these Dinei Kedima only apply if the needs are the same. Needs play a role also. You know, if the Aniyim from an Ir Acheres are starving, there's a big need to give them, so even if Aniyei Ircha are Kodmin, if Aniyei Ircha have food, but they need money for other things, you know, they have to live in, and they need other things too. So the ones who are starving come first. There's no question that the need does play a role. If everything's equal, so then these Dinei Kedima are what we follow. The Shulchan Aruch Yoredei and Simin Reishnu and Zayin Siftes points out that when we say that there are Dinei Kedima, it doesn't mean that you give all of the tzedakah to the first one. You know, if the Krovim need money, you don't give everything to the Krovim. If Aniyei Ircha need, and there are a lot of Aniyim, you don't give everything to them. It means that you give more to them. There's a shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, how much do you give? Should you give half and half? You give half to the first group, you know, and if you have anything left, then you give to the next, you give half to the next, half of the half, half of what remains to the next group, and then you continue going. Or maybe you can even give two-thirds to the first group, two-thirds to the relatives, and give a third to the others. It's a discussion in the Poskim, how we pass it. Rabbi Shechter has often said that he thinks for Krovim you should give two-thirds. If a Krov needs the money, you should give him two-thirds of the money. You don't give everything to him. But you should give him a majority of the stock of the Maisek Sofim. You should go to the Krovim, and then the rest of it you'll divide among the others. The Shulchan Aruch points out that something, you know, a major tzorech, hatzolas nefashos, pidyon shvuyim, so that trumps everything. That's a tzorech that, you know, you have to give. If it's pikuach nefesh, so then obviously that tzorech is going to come first. But that tzorech coming first is only on a tzibur level. It's not that the individual has to give all of his ma'aser k'safim for the pidyon shvuyim. The tzibur is supposed to give money for pidyon shvuyim. So there are other members of the tzibur that are going to give for pidyon shvuyim. The yochid doesn't have to give all of his ma'aser k'safim for the pidyon shvuyim. There are others who can give too. But that obviously is a tzorech that's going to trump other priorities, other principles. It's important to keep in mind in giving tzedakah and giving ma'aser k'safim that, you know, aniyei ircha kodmim, a person's microcosm, plays a very important role. The yeshivas, the shuls, the mikvos, the tzrochim that a person is involved in, the needs that a person's kids are involved in. So that's what a person should be giving tzedakah to first. You know, if a person went to a particular yeshiva, so he has an achrayas to support that yeshiva. That's aniyei ircha. So l'chari, he should support that yeshiva, and he should support the shul that he davens in, etc. Because that's all b'chalal, this din kedima, that aniyei ircha come first. Many people ask the question, is there any chiyuv to give tzedakah to non-Jewish charities? Or should you only give to Yidden? Again, the priority is to give to Yidden first, right? Aniyei Ircha Kodmim, so obviously that's going to come first. Aniyei Yisrael is going to come first, but is there any inyan to give to non-Jewish charities? So the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Aleph says, Mefarnesin Aniyei Akum im Aniyei Yisrael mipnei Darkei Shalom. That yes, we do give tzedakah to Aniyei Akum too, mipnei Darkei Shalom. What does that mean? So the Shach explains in Yerideya that it means Mishum Eva, that we're afraid that the Goyim are going to feel that the Jews only care about themselves, they don't care about other poor people. So we do give to the non-Jewish Aniyim as well. We do give to the non-Jewish Aniyim as well. Many have pointed out that from the Rambam, you get the impression that it's more than that. It's not just Mishum Eva, but there's something positive to this. It's not just the preventive measure that the Goyim shouldn't persecute us to say that we don't care about them, but rather there's a positive element as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, writes that Afilo Hagoyim Tzivu Chachamim Levaka Choleim V'Likvah Meseyem Im Meis Yisroel V'Lufarnei Saniyeyem. The Rambam says that the Chachamim were Metzaveh, that were supposed to be Mevaker, the Cholim, the non-Jewish Cholim, and to be Kovar, the Mesim of non-Jews, to give Tzedakah to the Aniyei Akum, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, quoting from the Gemara in Gittin. He says, "Harei nemar tova Hashem lakol v'rachma v'kol ma'asa." he adds this pasuk for Rachma v'kol Masav. So some point out that from the Rambam you get the impression it's not just with Neidak Hashem, it's not just Mishum Eva, but rather Rachma v'kol Masav. The Halachta B'drachim tells us we have to be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu is Merachim al kol Masav. So in a similar sense, we have to be Merachim on the non-Jews as well, not just Yisraelim. We have to be merachim al kol masav, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. So you get the impression from the Rambam there is something positive about giving to the non-Jewish poor as well. But as many have pointed out, you know, there are other sources that the public charities can draw from. There are non-Jews that can also give. So in terms of this, in terms of priorities, the Jewish tzedakah should come first because they don't have as many people. They don't have a whole, you know, a whole world that can give to the non-Jewish charities. Right? The whole world can give to the non-Jewish charities, but the Jewish charities don't have the whole world. It's only Yidden, it's only the Jews that are going to give to the Jewish charities. So in terms of the order of priorities, no question that a Jewish charity comes first. But should one give to the Red Cross, or to the American Cancer Society? If a person has money left over after he gives to all of the Jewish charities that he should give to, so then yeah, he should give to the non-Jewish charities too. But in the order of priorities, they don't come first because there are others that can give to these charities. So you first should give to the Jewish charities, and then if we have money left over, a person has a lot of money and he has plenty to give, so then maybe he should give to the non-Jewish charities as well. Yes?
Is it a din in your city or where you're involved? Let's say you live somewhere and your kids go to yeshiva in another city and you're not, they don't really go to that yeshiva, won't have kenimah.
No, so as you pointed out, the idea of aniyah ircha is not necessarily aniyim of your city, but aniyim that are close to you, like the Rashi Bav Metzia says. Esa oni imach means those that are with you, those that you have a shaykhus to. So if your kids go to school, if they go to yeshiva in a different city, then that yeshiva is close to you. You should be giving to that yeshiva before you give to others. Yeah, Daniel?
Do you have an obligation to search out Jewish ones before non-Jewish institutions? Meaning, for example, let's say Goodwill is like very, it's everywhere, and it's like very easy to give to them your lost shoes. Do you have to then seek out the Jewish community institution to do the same?
Unfortunately, it's not so difficult to seek them out nowadays. So it's probably better to try to give to the Jewish charities first. If you have money left over, then you'll give to the non-Jewish charities also. Yeah, yes.
Does it matter if the non-Jewish charities also like serve Jews also? Like, I mean, if you know that it will serve Jews versus you know that it won't serve Jews.
Right, so that's a cheshbon also. If they serve Jews too, so then, you know, it's not a non-Jewish charity exclusively, so in a sense, it's better to give there. But it's probably even better to give to a charity that only serves Jews, because that's more karov to you. Right, it's more karov to you. So again, if we're saying that it's better to give tzedakah to people that you have a shaychus to, so a charity at tzedakah that services Jews, l'chora, is more shaykh to you than a charity that services both. But I'm not saying you shouldn't give to the non-Jewish charity. Maybe there is a value in that, but only if you have money left over after you've given to Jewish tzedakahs. Yes.
When you say non-Jewish, are we talking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah or people?
No, I'm talking about the not non-Jew. You're saying they're going to use it for improper purposes,
like
or
something like that's run by the church, let's say, like Salvation Army.
So that Salvation Army. So they're doing Chesed, but it's run by the church. Okay, so that's a Chesed. They're not using the money, you know, for the church per se. They're using the money for Chesed. So then I'm not sure that you would say it's a church tzedakah. You know, it's a charity to help non-Jews. I think that's a non-Jewish charity. That's like the American Cancer Society. I don't see the difference. But again, I wouldn't give to that until, you know, I wouldn't give to that unless I have money left over after I've given to all the Jewish charities. I think for most individuals who don't have so much money to give to Isaac Safin, I think we should focus on the Jewish stuff. Because if someone has an abundance of money, Baruch Hashem, he's been blessed, he has extra money and he's looking where to give money, so then maybe it is appropriate to give a little bit to the non-Jewish charities as well. But I think for most of us, there's so much to give. Unfortunately, there are many tzrachim. I think it's probably more appropriate to give most of the money to Jewish charities. Many ask the question about stock in general. Not so much about Maisa Ksafim, but let's say a person is davening in shul, and aniyim come by in the shul. Now, very often they'll walk by. So am I mechuyev to give to every ani that passes me in shul? I think it's a pretty common shaila that comes up. What's the answer to this question? So the Rambam, Milchas Matnas Aniyim, writes that someone who sees an oni, who's mevakesh, and he's malim einov mimenu, he hides his eyes, he doesn't want to give, so he violates two los ases. The pasuk says los ametz es levavcha, los sikpot says yodcha. You're not supposed to be ma'amiz, you're not supposed to hold back in your heart from giving to him, and you're not supposed to close your hand. Two lavim, to hold back from giving to the oni. So at first glance, you'd say not to give to any oni who passes by. You're violating the lavim, so like I have to give to everyone. I have to give a little bit, but I have to give something. L'chora. Is there any heter not to give? I mean, sometimes we feel like it's almost burdensome. It's difficult. It's difficult. I can't give to everyone. So is there any heter? So some point out that there are different svaras. There are a few svaras that have been given by the poskim that maybe there is leniency. You don't necessarily have to give to everyone. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Emuna, which is a sefer on Hilchas Zeroyim of the Rambam. So he writes that that only if you hold back from giving the oni do you violate the lav. But if you hold back from giving to a gabbai tztaka, that's not the lav. The lav is if the oni approaches you, but if a gabbai tztaka approaches you, you don't violate the lav. So he says that in some situations, or others say based on his suggestion, that in some situations it's not the oni himself who's collecting. Sometimes a person will come and say, "I'm collecting for someone achnasas kala." So if he's not the oni, then you don't have a chiyuv to give him. That'd be a nice thing to give him, but you don't necessarily have a chiyuv to give to everyone if they're not collecting for themselves. That's one kula. Obviously, that only applies in certain situations. Only if the oni comes by and says, "You know, I'm collecting achnasas kala for me," so then it's a totally different story. But if he's collecting for someone else, so then you don't necessarily have a chiyuv to give him. Yes.
Sometimes, like the kala's father, that would be the oni himself. No?
I think so. Yeah, if it's the kala's father, he's doing achnas kala for his own daughter. So then, yeah, that's the oni himself. But we'll see. There are other reasons for the megal maybe.
Can one avoid this issue by intentionally not bringing money with him to shul?
Intentionally not bringing money with him. So if you don't have money, you don't have money. Right? So you're not. So are you malin enough? You're not holding back. You're just not having money with you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're suggesting. I don't know, is that really not a violation of the pasuk? I mean, you are ma'ametz es levavcha, you're holding back in your heart. In your heart, you are planning not to have the money so that you won't have to be able to give him. So how is that not a violation of the law? Right? You are engineering the situation that you're not going to be able to give him, son. Chora, that is a violation of the law if you say that there is a violation. I'm not sure if you'd solve the problem by not having the money. Because as long as that, if you don't have the money, it happens to be that you forgot your wallet at home, so then you're not going to violate a lav. But to intentionally leave the wallet at home, so that's engineering that you're not going to have the money, so that might be a violation of lav. Yehuda?
There are rumors that some people that come around are not genuine.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Yes?
We're from the middle of Sukkot Zimra.
If you're in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, right? So if you're Osik B'mitzvah, are you Patim in a mitzvah? Do you have to give? The poskim do talk about that. So, you know, but that comes into another shaila, right? If you're Osik B'mitzvah, you're Patim in a mitzvah, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So if you really have Kavana for Pesukah Dezimra, it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. To rummage around in your wallet for the money while you're trying to have Kavana, you know, that maybe you would be Patim in a mitzvah. Unfortunately, I'm not sure our kavon in Pesukah Dezimra is so strong that we can't rummage around in the wallet. You know, unfortunately, you know, we're not having such kavanah. So, according to some Rishonim, it could be that there is no such p'tur because it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. That's a machlokas Rishonim in Sukkah. I'm not sure that's the best kula. Yes.
They say by Shlomo Zalman that used to keep coins on his
table, so the aniyim would just take the coin. Right, I just take the coin, yeah. Because he was looking for the opportunity to give. Exactly, that's the exact opposite of what we're talking about. Right, some people look for the opportunity, some people look for the head and not to give. Okay. So this is one option, what the Derech Emunah wants to suggest. Some say that, let's say a person has a car over needs the money. You know, he has money for Maisek Safan that he wants to give for tzedakah. And in the order of priorities, the Krovim come, Aniye Ircha come first, right? There are a whole bunch of people who come first, not the Anim who are collecting in Shul. So if you're not going to have money for the other individuals, so then you're not necessarily Mechuyev to give to these Anim. Because you can, if you're giving from Maisek Safin, then you have to follow all the Dina Kedima that we mentioned before. So it could be a function of how much money you have to give. I mean, a person has to keep a cheshbon. A person has to keep a cheshbon. If you're really not going to have enough money, so then maybe you're not mechuyav to give the ani. Rebbe Yoshev apparently said that when a person gives ma'isek sofen, so he's like a gabbai tzedakah on his money. He's like a gabbai tzedakah, and a gabbai tzedakah is only allowed to give money if he knows that the person who he's giving to is hogun, if he's a real ani and he deserves the money. You got to look into it. You can't just give to everyone because it could be that he's not really deserving. What do I mean that he's not really deserving? Let's say a person is collecting chnosis kala, right? Hachnosis kala means to be able to make the chasana, right? But sometimes they're collecting hachnosis kala, and it's not just to make the chasana, but they want to buy the apartment. That's all necessary. It's all important, but that's not hachnosis kala, right? That's extra. So it could be that you're not mechuyev to give to that. So what's more, if you're the gabbai tzedakah over your ma'isek sofen, maybe you're not necessarily mechuyev to give to every ani because you really have to look into each ani. And if the ani doesn't really deserve the money because there are others that deserve it more, this person really needs the money for whatever tzarta refuah or knasas kala that he's collecting for. This person has money for the chasana, but he's collecting for other things, so maybe he's not as hogan as the other ani. So maybe that's another reason that you don't necessarily have to give to every single ani. I once heard Rabbi Willig, B'shem Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Shechta, that they want to suggest also that sometimes people are collecting ani. They don't have a parnasa, but they, you know, they could get a parnasa. If they worked at it, maybe they could be able to get a parnasa. But they're used to collecting money, so they don't work hard enough to get a parnasa. Again, you have to understand the situation. But sometimes a person doesn't have a parnasa because he doesn't want to have a parnasa. It's just easier to collect tzedakah. So you're not necessarily mechuyev to give to such a person either. If a person has the ability to make a parnasa, to be able to support himself to the extent that he's not an ani, okay, he'll have a parnasa. He might not be berevach, but he'll have a parnasa to support himself for the year. You know, so maybe he's not entitled to get tzedakah. So there are many different reasons why perhaps a person is not mechuyev to give to each and every ani that passes him in shul. The Ramah in Yerideya adds that, but there is an iser. Also, lahachzir ha'oni ashol reikam afilu ein nosin lo rak rogos achas. Person is not supposed to be machzir and oni reikam. That's the lashon of the Ramah. It sounds a little bit strange. It's against what we're saying. Shenemar al yoshev dach nichlam. Don't embarrass a dach. Don't embarrass a person who's poor. So how can we not give to every ani that passes us? Doesn't the Ramah say beferish that you're not allowed to be meshiv an ani reikam? So they point out that from the Rambam you get the impression that this is talking about an ani that's mechazer al sochim. If an ani approaches you at your door in your home, so then you're supposed to give him something. You have to give him something. You can't send him away without anything. But if he comes in shul, it could be that's not included because he's asking from the whole tzibur. Here, if he's approaching you at the door of your home, then you have to give him something. You have to give him $50. Give him a dollar. You know, give him a dav mechuba. To give him a quarter at the door, lechora, that's not a dav mechuba. You say you should give him a dollar at the door. Very, very often, a person, you can give a dollar or two at the door. That's fine. But in shul, you don't necessarily have to give a dollar. You have to give a quarter necessarily to every single ani. But the din al Yoshev Dach Nichlam, if he's Mechazel Apsachim, is coming to your door, so then Lechor, it's embarrassing not to give him anything. So you should give him at least something. Give him at least something. You know, it's important to keep in mind that if a person is not going to give Aniyim in Shul, so don't just ignore the Ani. You know, he's passing by, and you're like looking at your sitter with tremendous kavana. You know, after the Ani passes, then you'll be motioning to your friend about whatever interests you. But when the ani is passing, so then you're focused on your sitter. It's not the right thing to do, you know, if you don't have money to give, so at least, you know, look at the ani and say, you know, motion to him that you don't have what to give him, that you're not ignoring him. You shouldn't just ignore a person who comes, but if you don't have anything, you don't have anything, so he'll walk on to the next guy. But it's not right that he should stand by you and not know what is he going to give. He's not going to give. It's appropriate to motion to the ani that you just don't have what to give to him. It's important to keep in mind how we give tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya and Reish Mem Tes Siv Gimel says that you have to give tzedakah b'sever ponim yafos. It's not just the money that you're giving. Give it with a smile. Give a person a chizuk. If it's not during davening, give him chizuk. Hatzlacha rabba, you know, whatever. Sometimes people come, they make an announcement in shul, I'm collecting for this, that, the other thing, tzarchei refuah, Chassis Kala. And, you know, people sort of like, you know, they throw a dollar and they walk away. Give a person a chizik, a tzlacha, tzlacha, you know, make them feel good. That's a part of giving the tzedakah. It's not just the money. It's how it's given. If a person feels like a schlepper, he feels like a nebuch because people have no interest in giving him. So the money helps, but the lathe is not strengthened. So he, you know, he walks around, he feels terrible about himself. So giving him chizik is a very important part of giving tzedakah. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Hakol lefi rov ha-maisa," that the person should be marbe in maisim tovim. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos has a famous comment that if a person has a choice whether to give $1,000 in tzedakah to one person, or to give a little bit, to give a dollar to 1,000 aniyim, it's better to give a dollar to 1,000 aniyim, because it's rov ha-maisa. Because a person does maisim tovim, lots of maisim tovim, it's mashfiyah on a person. So giving $1,000 of tzedakah is a great thing, but giving $1,000 to 1,000 aniyim is even better. Even better to give a small amount to every ani. The more you do it over and over and over again, that has a hashpa on a person, that's the best way to do it. Rabbi Willig likes to point out that he thinks the best way to give ma'isa k'safim is to have a ma'isa k'safim account. If you make money, let's say a person has an internship and he has a job and he makes money, so it's appropriate to have a ma'isa k'safim account. Very often a person doesn't have an account where he's drawing the money from. So it feels like, okay, I'm giving my money, should I give them money, should I not give them money? But if it's from the account, it's not your money. It's not your money. A person thinks about money in an account in a totally different way. But he's the gabbai tzedakah. It's not his money anymore. So the attitude to giving tzedakah becomes totally different. And that's part of the battle, is to have the right mentality in giving tzedakah. You know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Tein lo mishalo sha'ato v'sholcha shalo." How do we give tzedakah? Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his. Because really, it's all his anyway. Like the pasuk, like David HaMelech says, "Kimimcha hakol umiyodcha nasanu loch." Kimimcha hakol, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from you. And we're just giving back to you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money. He's giving it to you as a pikadon anyway. It's not really your money. It's your money to dole out to others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nice enough to give you more than the other guy. So realize it's the Rabbanu Shlomo's money. It's not your money. So it shouldn't be a burden on you to give to other people. Obviously, you have to leave money for your own needs. But a person should give money to others because he should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him for a purpose. The purpose is to give to other individuals as well. We should look at giving tzedakah as a privilege. It shouldn't be a burden. It's not an achrayus. It's a privilege that we have the ability to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to give. What's more, the Shulchan Aruch says the one who's merachim on others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on him. We all want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachim on us. Certainly nowadays we need a lot of rachmanis. With everything going on in the world, we need a lot of Yeshua. So the way to get Yeshua is to give to others. When we're merachim on others, then we're zocha to racham eshamayim. Pasuk says, "Siyam b'mishpat tipod v'shaveh b'tzdaka." The way to get the Yeshua, the way to be zocha to the ultimate geula is v'shaveh b'tzdaka, by giving tzdaka. When we're merachim on others, then we can hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have a rachmanis on us, and will bring us to the ultimate good.